how seasons and equilibrium moisture content affect wood storage. I recently had a lovely telephone conversation with a new customer who had previously lived in the Carolinas and now is dealing with the great variability of climate in the state of Colorado. This customer had the fortitude to think about the altitude, humidity, and temperature differences in Colorado and how they might affect hardwood purchased from us and stored in his new home state. This got me thinking about the information we currently offer regarding hardwoods. We've provided you with information on differences of hardwoods and which are ideal for cooking, on why moisture is important for certain methods of cooking, and how to store hardwood. I think what's missing is maintaining the stability of hardwoods in different climates. To do this, you need to know equilibrium moisture content, or EMC, for each state and for each season. Let me first state some facts about hardwood. The ideals for wood. Wood at or above the fiber saturation point. Now, I define this as the point in the drying process when only bound water in the cell walls remain with all free water removed from cell cavities. So wood at or above the fiber saturation point will lose moisture when exposed to any relative humidity below 100%. The average fiber saturation point is 26%. Totally dry, or what we call oven dried wood, will absorb moisture when exposed to any relative humidity except when at zero. At a constantly maintained temperature and relative humidity, any wood will reach a point where it neither loses nor gains any moisture. When wood is in moisture balance with the relative humidity of the air surrounding it at a given temperature, the wood has reached its equilibrium moisture content, or EMC. Put another way, in an environment maintained at a constant relative humidity and temperature, the wood will come to a moisture content that is in equilibrium with the moisture of the air. I believe the ideals for relative humidity are 37 to 53% and temperatures 66 degrees to 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep in mind, relative humidity is much more important to EMC than temperature. Why is knowing EMC important when it comes to hardwood, or in this case, cooking hardwood? Knowing this information can provide an indication of how fast the cooking wood might dry out, or the likelihood that a wood might regain some moisture during specific seasons and in specific states in the USA. EMC averages in the USA. There are five designations I am giving to the outdoor conditions for wood storage. Arid, which I define as having little or no rain. Dry, I define as low relative humidity with little moisture. Moist, I define as air with high relative humidity. Damp, I define as air with moisture. And wet, I define as air with high water vapor. As you'll see, some states have no variation in condition based on season, and others see significant variation. I'll be listing the average EMC for season and the condition designation per season. Keep in mind, each hardwood responds to these conditions slightly differently based on the density of the wood and the conditions it grows in. Now, for the sake of this audio, I am not going to go through all 50 states and give you the seasonal EMC average and its designation. I will, however, highlight a few states in the audio just so that we understand what we're dealing with. Alaska, its designation for every season is wet. In the winter, the average EMC is 13.9. In spring, the average EMC is 12.9. In summer, the average EMC is 14.6. And in fall, the average EMC is 15.6. Going towards the Midwest, in Kentucky, those conditions designations change. In winter, it's considered wet with an average EMC of 13.9. In spring, Kentucky is considered moist with an EMC average of 12.3. In summer, it's dry with an average EMC of 13.3. And in fall, it's dry with an average EMC of 13.1. In the state of Texas, Winter is considered wet with an average EMC of 12.9. Spring is considered moist with an average EMC of 12. Summer is considered dry with an average EMC of 12.1. And fall is considered dry with an average EMC of 12.5. A state with one of the lowest EMCs is Nevada. In winter, it's considered wet with an average EMC of 11.4. In spring, it's considered moist with an average EMC of 8.5. In summer, dry with an average EMC of 6.5. And in fall, dry with an average EMC of 8.4. You can view the entire list in this blog, but let's review a little bit of information from these numbers. So what do you take from these numbers? Locations in what we call the dry climates of the U.S., the Southwest, exhibit the lowest EMCs, with Nevada posting the lowest annual EMC. Locations considered coastal or near coastal, like Alaska, the Gulf Coast, and Northwest, had the highest EMCs, with an island in Alaska having the highest annual EMC of over 19%. Of course, for the lower states, Washington State has the highest EMC of over 17%. The largest variability in EMC occurs in the states of eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, and Idaho. Those states with the smallest variability include the Deep South, with Texas leading the list. For 48% of the country, the range of monthly EMC variability is between 2 and 4%. When it comes to times of the year with the highest EMC, it's no surprise that December leads for most of the Midwest, Western, and Northern states. The South tends to show the most variability in September, with April and May demonstrating the most stability for 58% of the country. Without question, certainly locations will find it more challenging to purchase hardwood for cooking and maintain its stability. Hopefully, this guide will assist you in selecting the best time to purchase or have a sizable inventory of product on hand. What challenges have you found with storing woods for cooking and barbecue? Let us know in the comments, and don't forget to follow us on all platforms. Providing tips, techniques, and recipes, and the science behind the flame and fire to improve your skills with wood-fired cooking. That's Smokin'Licious.